Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy, friends.
What's up? What are you guys doing?
Over here sportsing.
How we doing?
It's sad. The Mets got walked off today by Ty France. Ty France! He wasn't good enough to be in the Mariners lineup.
And it makes me sad.
That well, he was for a while.
That does make me sad.
Even the Mariners punted on him, though.
Yeah, they booted him.
Whoa. What was that?
What the hell is going on in there?
Apparently.
Is that your computer? Oh.
The hard drive not installed?
Hard reset?
Oh, dude.
Everything's computer.
Oh.
We're getting hacked right now. Live on the air.
I love Tesla.
Anybody?
I love Tesla.
I do love Tesla. What is...
Is that thing going to explode?
I don't know.
It sounds like it's going to detonate.
We're dead.
I don't know. I went to turn it on, and then it gave me a little, like a QR code, and then it said hard drive not installed, and then it started beeping at me. So I did what anyone do, and I just, like, shut it. Just... I don't know. We'll deal with that during
the break.
Make
sure you kick it.
Yeah.
Hit it.
Maybe I'll throw some water on it. I don't know what happened there. Mm. But yeah. All right. Well,
I feel for you.
That's happening.
That's too bad.
Yeah. Damn Tesla.
Yeah.
I love Tesla.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
It's Wednesday. Big show.
It is Wednesday. We love our Wednesday shows.
I love cows.
You're all bundled up over there for it being like 75 degrees outside.
You know the funny thing is, too, from, like, the YouTube video? Are you familiar with the How Do You Do Fellow Kids meme?
Yeah.
With Steve Buscemi?
Yeah.
We got a little bit of that situation going on right now, just from, like, the top up.
What's up, fellow kids? He needs a skateboard.
Looks like a kind of look like a high school bro with your hoodie and your backwards.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I decided to bro it up today because it's Wednesday.
Yeah, it is very. You got to
need some bro on the show.
It is a little bro right now.
You know, we need some tea up around here.
Where Ortner in his backwards Hooters hat.
Yeah.
He wears a backwards Hooters
America,
hat.
Yeah!
He's also very proud to tell you that he got it for free when he was at the Hooters Casino in Las Vegas.
You know.
Hey, did you know he has an investment account?
Is that his big deal
That's
now?
His big thing now.
I'm an investor.
Is he actively trading?
I don't know, dude.
I'd like to know
He follows the Barstool, the trader guy.
Oh, yeah. Davey Day Trader.
Look, everyone needs a bro in their life, and by God, we have Will Ortner. Maybe the broiest person to ever come through this station.
Power rank the bros at the fan.
I mean, Will is number one, and it's not even close. I'm going to go out on a limb. Find me a bigger bro that's ever worked here. And we've been here 20 years together.
Wow.
Find me a bigger pure bro than we've had hipster bro, but that's not pure bro.
Alex Crawford.
Alex Crawford. He was a bro, but he was a hipster bro, which definitely is like a substack of the bro.
Will's more bro-y than...
Oh, dude, he's the most bro-y guy ever. I mean, find me another one.
But we've had a lot of guys come through here.
Yeah. None quite like him. And now that he's skinny again, like he was like a weird, awkward fat kid. And now he's gone super skinny that it's like enhanced. Instead of being on steroids, he's on bro. It's just the thinner he's gotten, the broier he's gotten.
Is Dirt a bro?
Dirt at one point was a bro. But a Dirt is...
he's a married
But now he's like a dad bro.
Now he's a dad bro.
He's like
bro.
You. Will was... Or I mean, Will. What's his name? What's that guy's name?
That's Ryan Buckley.
Buckley.
I'm Ryan.
Yeah. Don't you think Buckley used to be a little bro-y?
Being a man Maybe we of all increase?
Were. Yeah, dude, I was a frat boy. I was definitely bro-y.
We were all in our 20s. Yeah,
because that was like Dirt. Dirt used to wear, like, he would wear a Carolina Panthers t-shirt and then, like, a Giants polo over it and then, like, a duck hat with a collar popped and then, like, a beer.
That just sounds like a sports identity crisis.
Yeah, he had, there was definitely the, he was a frat bro.
What about Joe Fisher?
Yeah, that's, he's very,
he's a
yeah,
bro.
There's some bro there.
Yeah, Joe's a bro. Yeah. Joe's still in the bro phase.
Yeah.
But again, I think everyone, you kind of age out of it eventually. I'll be interested to see if Will sticks around long enough where that bro goes as you approach 30. You got to be careful. You don't want to be 32 and a bro. Like the 20s, that's what being a bro is about. But, you know, at some point.
College and post-college, but
yeah,
you really, once you crack 30, it's time to crack down on your bro times.
Yeah, you got to.
Bro.
Well, you do it organically.
Yeah.
You know, you don't really have to think about it.
No, it just kind of, you know, kind of happens. It's like if you show up at a golf course and you're wearing non-golf shoes, like, again, it's that. It's just like there's an etiquette thing. You don't have the money. You haven't been around enough to, like, we all know the bro when you see him. It's like you see one out in the wild, you're like, oh, man.
And there are, like, varying degrees, because, like, you could say there's the bro who shows up in cargo shorts at the golf course,
yeah.
But there's also a golf bro who shows up in his golf stuff to non-golf appropriate things.
Yeah, that's true. But I picture, like, bro just showing up, again, cargo shorts. He doesn't have an extra sleeve of balls, but he's got 7 beers in his bag, and he's not wearing golf shoes because, you know, hey, man.
I only do this every now and then.
Yeah,
so
these work just fine. He's got some Air Maxes on to wear, maybe some New Balance. He's out there swinging. He's using his dad's old clubs. And again, backwards hat. You know, maybe there's he's rolling one. He's throwing some green vine out there a little bit. Yeah, it's the bro on the golf course. And you don't encounter the bro, like, you don't encounter the bro Thursday at like 8:30 in the morning. The bro, that's Saturday, like 2:00. Like, that's when you encounter the bro. And again, that's like, you know, Rose City, Eastmoreland, sunny Saturday, you'll encounter the bro out on the golf course.
So what we've learned here is we've all been bros at one point or another,
sure.
Except for Jeff Rust.
I think Rust just came
out. Who's always been a dad.
Yes. I think he came out of the womb. He came out with like a glass of scotch and a cigar and like an Al Bundy t-shirt.
I was listening to Tame Impala before the show, bro.
What?
Tame. That's a band.
Oh.
Or it's a guy, actually.
Oh. I don't know Tame and...
You'd know some of their songs, probably.
All right.
They're a vibe.
You were feeling, is that why you went backwards hat?
Well, yeah. They were playing in the... You know, because we're a radio group.
Oh, yeah.
We have radio stations here.
FM and everything.
And I walk around the office, and they're always playing one of our stations.
Sure.
It's never the fan. It's always music. And I'm always like, God.
We're on in the bathrooms. I know that.
Yeah, they do put the fan on in the men's bathroom, mainly because we're the only ones that use it. But anyway, I walk around and I listen to the music, and oftentimes I'm like, they're playing that?
Mm.
Like, what crappy station is that?
Yeah,
but today they were playing Tame, which probably means it was 94.7, and that's an awesome station.
Yeah. I have that sometimes, like, when the Grammys roll around or, like, the American Music Awards, and I'll tune into it, and I'll know, like, every fourth band, right? You're like, who's this? And then like one of your kids left to tell you like, oh, they're this. And you're like, and then you realize you're out of the loop. It happens to us all. Look through like the Billboard Hot 100 sometime and actually take a look at how many people you know. And I'm not even talking about like know a song. I mean, just heard of, let alone actually know who they are.
We had the kids over last night. We were talking a little bit about that.
Yeah.
And we were talking about bands and music and I can't keep up. It all sounds the same to me.
Well, you've reached that age.
The names. But they thought, you know, there were three of them. They thought that the Katy Perry...
Space Flight
was fake. They all thought that.
Oh, boy.
They were like, wait, that was real? Like, well, what do you mean it wasn't real? Yes, it was real.
We've reached peace.
Well, there's a narrative in our country that if something seems like it might not be believable, then people will just say it isn't.
Truly is amazing. We've really reached
anything
a
can
point
be fake.
Where
they
we
only have... saw it on, like...
Yeah.
Probably some meme or something.
Yeah.
And they thought it was fake.
Yeah, and they're not. No one's going to bother to actually look it up.
No. So, well, they don't think they care enough.
Well,
but
yeah, we've reached peak stupidity. Like, where we have more, we have access to more information than any human beings that have ever walked the earth, and yet collectively we're dumber than ever. So we had another one. We had another kid that died of the measles, and the parents filmed the infomercial for the anti-vax, and we're like, no, we regret nothing. And no, I will not vaccinate any more of my kids. It's the second one, by the way, that's happened. Again, we've reached peak stupidity.
There's a drop in there, don't you think, Buckley?
What?
Did you hear that?
I don't think I did hear that. I mean, I can go back and check the tape, but what was it?
I want to check the tape on that.
Okay.
Well, he said he didn't want to vaccinate
I used to be
his
a
kids.
Big wife beater guy.
Oh, we could put together a really incriminating montage of Big Sook.
Waiting for that court proceeding and then simply to tell the jurors, this has all been pieced together, and then the collective jury of my peers be like, no!
Our drop board gets subpoenaed.
I heard it! Look! Those are your words!
I know that I'll probably have to join a white supremacist gang. Why not?
You said that.
Oh, yeah. Dude, one day the hate crime people are going to come for me and I'm going to have no defense. I'm like, here are my words.
Well, that's okay. We live and die by our words here.
Yeah, it's all you can
do. We're wordsmiths.
At least we don't do that. I didn't say that. No, if you say that I said something, whether I remember doing it or not, chances are my response is going to be, yeah, that sounds...
Yeah, but people don't always hear what you say, though.
Exactly.
They'll say, I heard you say... No, that's not what I said at all.
But
I know what you're referring to. Yeah. Here's what I actually said, and here's what you thought I said. Here's what you heard me saying. Here's what I actually said. That happens all the time.
Sure. My grandpa used to say, if you were listening hard enough, you'd have heard what I meant to say.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good old man saying.
How about
right
grandpa?
Yeah.
Sage grandpa.
Deep cut.
That is a deep cut.
Grandpa Buckley coming in with some deep, what is that? Was it Jack Handy, right? These little... what was that SNL one that did the Jack Handy? Deep Thoughts?
Deep Thoughts, yeah.
Deep Thoughts with
Jack Handy.
Yeah. I have no idea if Jack Handy was a real guy or not. And again, why would I look that up? But I thoroughly enjoyed those.
I got you.
Yeah.
Let's look it up.
The great Jack Handy. I don't know if he was like an SNL writer or someone just thought that was a funny name to, you know, Deep Thoughts from a guy named Jack Handy.
Oh, I'd never really thought about that not being a real name, but rather an alias, a suggestive one.
Like, if you had to come up with just a random name of someone that was going to give you deep thoughts, you got to admit, Jack Handy's a good name.
He's a real person.
He's a real person?
Yeah.
Is he an SNL writer?
He's still alive.
Really?
Yeah, he's 76. He's an American humorist. He is best known for his Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy, a large body of surrealistic one-liner jokes, as well as his Fuzzy Memories and My Big Thick Novel shorts. And for his deadpan delivery.
Yeah, so he's a real guy. So that was Jack Handy reading those then, I'm assuming.
He's real.
I would love one day. You imagine, like, I don't know about you, like, I belly up to bars, and I'm always intrigued. Like, I'll ask the person next to you. You know, you're like, hey, you know, if you're there for more than a drink or two, I would love to be sitting down at a bar sometime and be like, hey, nice to meet you. And then you're just sitting down next to Jack Handy. That would be amazing. It's an amazing bar button right there.
That's very true.
Yes.
Would you like some deep thoughts?
Yeah, give me a couple.
If trees could scream, would we be so cavalier about cutting them down? We might, if they screamed all the time for no good reason.
See,
Jack Handy thoughts.
Yeah.
By Jack Handy. The crows seem to be calling his name, thought Caw. That's good stuff.
That is good stuff. That actually gets me too, because my dog's name is Caw.
Thank you.
So, and I have a bunch of crows. This just blew my mind. I have a ton of crows that live in my yard, and my dog's name is Caw. Do you think he gets pissed? Do you think he's aware?
You might want to ask him.
That the crows are constantly bugging him? Is he at war with them?
You know, he also created Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer.
Did he really? That's the great Phil Hartman sketch. I'm just a caveman that got frozen. And I don't know a lot, but I do know that if a man slips and falls outside of your restaurant, he's entitled to no less than $2 million.
Oh, my God. He created Toonces.
The driving cat?
Yeah.
Jack Handy was the man.
God, Jack Handy was the man.
Yeah, those are great sketches.
The cat could drive a car. That was such a dumb bit. Toonces the driving cat.
It would always drive, and it was fine, and then it would take it over a cliff. And no matter what it was the same clip of that car.
Yeah.
And like they used in, like, what was that? Billy Madison, like launching off the cliff. Toonces the driving cat.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we covered that.
Yeah. Tip of the cap to the
tip
great
of the cap
still alive.
To the great Jack Handy. 76.
Yeah.
Born in San Antonio, Texas.
Good times.
He and his wife live in?
San Antonio, Texas?
No.
Oh. What?
I'm teeing you up.
I don't know where. I'm
Vancouver, Washington?
It's where everybody's dying.
Where everyone's
dying? New Mexico?
New Mexico.
Ah.
They live in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Well, hopefully not with rodents.
So it means he's probably dead soon.
Probably.
Because that's where...
Yeah, Gene Hackman and his wife.
Well, but also where...
Who else died in New Mexico?
Oh, Who's the...
I don't know. Someone else died in New Mexico?
Yeah, what's his nuts? Iceman. I'm a...
Oh, yeah, Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer. He was in New Mexico.
Yeah, you moved to Mexico. Is that the new place to...
I think you go die there.
Yeah.
It's that boring.
Yeah, when you're old, you're like,
it kills you.
That
my wife mentioned that to me. That she's like, what do you think about New Mexico? We were talking about retirement.
Yeah.
And she's like, what do you think about New Mexico? I'm like, babe, no. No, 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 no.
All I remember the first time I ever went to New Mexico, and hand to God,
strong,
100% honest, true story. We land in Albuquerque. We're playing University of New Mexico, and we get on the bus, and we're leaving the airport. And I mean, it's like a highway. We're not on the freeway, but like we're on a highway, and we're maybe 5 minutes outside of the airport, 10 minutes. And so it's a, you know, it's not like it's a residential area. And they're riding on the shoulder of the highway was a man on a girl's 10 speed, like bright pink, no shoes, cut off jean shorts, no shirt, going no handsies on the bike because he had two cases of beer, one under each arm, and was pedaling. And I thought to myself, God bless New Mexico. And I had so much question for that guy. How? Why? Where are you going? Where did you get the beer? Where did you get the girl's 10 speed? Why are you on the highway?
It's insane.
What happened to your shoes? And I regret that. If I, like, when I die, you know, if you can go back and, like, you can relive your life or find, I would like to know what that guy's story was. But I'll never forget him.
Well, you'll never know.
No, I never will. And I do from time to time. That's one of my deep thoughts. I wonder, where was that guy going?
Maybe he's still alive. Maybe it was Jack Handy.
It's just riding around New Mexico.
Yeah.
Well,
and before that big break.
I guess, but riding no handsies is a bold move, but I guess when you got, you got two cases of beer.
You had to live in New Mexico, do you know of a place where you would live?
I would assume.
I've been to Albuquerque.
I would assume Santa Fe.
Santa Fe?
Yeah.
What about Las Cruces? I've heard good things.
Don't know.
Anybody know?
Isn't that where they did the bomb and stuff?
The bomb?
The old Manhattan Project?
No.
Oh. I don't know.
I've been to Albuquerque a couple times, and let me just say from my brief time there, don't. But I've heard
I thought it was fine.
I've heard Santa Fe is wonderful.
Okay.
Roswell, it's where the
UFOs are?
The alien landing.
Really? Yeah. Is that what you want to do? Just go to Truth or Consequences, because that's just a cool name.
Alamogordo? Alamogordo? Mm. Alamogordo? You ever heard of that?
How many more times do you want to say it?
Well, I'm trying to...
It's a fun name.
I was trying to pronounce it different ways, but I couldn't.
It came out the same way every time.
Yeah.
No.
Like wasn't that wild?
You go to the... they filmed Breaking Bad. You could throw a pizza on the roof.
That became a really big problem there.
Yeah.
The people who owned
people
it got
were like,
sick of
stop
people chucking pizza on their roof.
Throwing pizzas on my roof. Like, we appreciate it. Come by, take a photo. Stop throwing the pizza.
Well, you wouldn't like Alamogordo.
What's up with Alamogordo?
It's diverse.
Oh, that's right out.
Yeah,
I've heard good things about Taos.
I hate to tell you this.
Taos.
I'm willing to guess that New Mexico is probably very diverse.
You think so?
The color white to me just always works.
I'm just going to throw out a one that my buddy used to say. New Mexico, probably not that much different than old Mexico. Just saying it's there in...
Santa Fe and Taos are known for their art and culture.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They signed that brown guy. And then I went right past it.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Really?
God, man. Albuquerque and Las Cruces offer a mix of urban and outdoor activities. I didn't mind Albuquerque. I thought it was fine.
It was snowing there one time when we played. I didn't really think of New Mexico as snow, but yeah, it was like a full-on blizzard when we were playing
down
there.
You just don't ever hear about Albuquerque, you know?
No.
Not a thing comes out of Albuquerque.
No.
Nothing.
They were just in our wonderful conference, so...
New Mexico University is there.
That's
right?
In Albuquerque.
Yeah.
That's the only time I've been there.
I mean...
And I got to go there three... It was one of those, like, in my 5 years, we played there three times. So, that's my...
When's the last time anyone thought about Albuquerque? When's the last time you thought about it?
The only time is, like, that old Bugs Bunny where you have to take a left at Albuquerque, right? Whenever Bugs was trying to figure out where he was going, you know, he was tunneling under the ground, he would always be like, I should have made the left turn at Albuquerque. That's the only time. I ever think about Albuquerque.
Do you think it's the biggest city in the U.S. that gets talked about the least?
Tulsa.
That's pretty good. Because Albuquerque, it says 564,000 people.
I feel like Tulsa is a decent size, and why would you ever talk about Tulsa other than not going to Tulsa?
Well, they just held a PGA championship there.
It's Tulsa.
They didn't in New Mexico.
You gonna talk about Tulsa, are you? When's the last time?
Well,
you...
we did.
Ooh, here's a good
one. We talked about the PGA.
San Jose, California. Huge.
Oh, yeah. That's huge. Great. That's good.
Everyone talked about San Francisco.
Nobody ever talks
or
about
LA
San Jose.
Or San Diego, but never San Jose.
Yeah.
And it's, I think it's over a million people.
Yeah. And yeah, it's very richy rich and expensive.
Like, I kind of think, tech bros.
But I feel like Orlando gets a little bit of this too.
There's some rough areas of San Jose too. It's not all rich.
No,
it can get pretty diverse down there depending on like what side of town you are.
Why does it have to be diverse in order for it to be rough?
Yeah, way to go! Way to go!
Look
dude.
Who's racist now!
Way to go!
Finally, I get to shove the racism off on someone else for once.
He was waiting for that.
He was
waiting for a slip up.
I needed someone to take some heat off.
I said it was. Diverse as in financially diverse.
Whatever,
poor
Buck.
And
we
rich.
Know what you meant.
Don't
you
put words in my mouth.
Son of a bitch.
I'm from the mean streets of San Jose. It doesn't really have a ring to it.
The mean streets of Salina, Kansas?
Well, and it is, you know, it's Silicon Valley, yeah. Right? So I think we do hear about it a lot. I feel like Orlando, like for all the cities in Florida, mm-hmm. Orlando's enormous.
Yeah.
And nobody ever talks about Orlando.
Well, you got Disney. So when you talk about Disney, does that.
No.
I mean. Because that is in Orlando. I'm trying to think of other cities that are like that, that are decent, but under no circumstances would I ever bring
I'm
them
guessing
up.
If you live on the East Coast, Phoenix is that. But yeah. Here we hear a lot about Phoenix.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm going to have to do some noodling with this.
We should power rank our top five
cities.
Biggest cities that are least discussed.
They are pretty
Albuquerque's
good.
On the list.
Absolutely. Although it's not that big. You said 500,000?
Yeah, that's just the...
Yeah, just the yeah. Yeah, the
I'm
metro,
sure there's more
I'm sure the metro is bigger.
All right, guys.
That's a hell of an opening segment, boys.
That's your first seggy. Running long already. Hey, winners win, losers lose, okay? Yeah. We're going to start right there. Next.
We went really long and got to nothing.
On the fan.
By the way, Mike in Ridgefield is in claiming that Albuquerque has a delightful hot air balloon festival. So.
It does, yeah. I've heard
of
that.
Oh, they're kind of known for that, aren't
yeah.
they?
There you go.
Yeah, they are.
If you're looking for
but
what
I think
Albuquerque's
hot air balloons are stupid.
I don't really understand them either, but unless you're like traveling in the future to teach some kids about reading, I don't really know what good they do, but you know.
So I have this is a work in progress, okay? Yeah. But I've pulled San Jose from the list and I've also pulled Orlando from the list because this is we've dug deeper and those don't belong on there.
We've discussed them too often.
Initial list, Providence, Rhode Island.
That's pretty good.
Jackson, Mississippi, Fort Worth, Texas. Albuquerque, Tulsa, Fresno, Sacramento, Jacksonville, and St. Paul.
Those are all very solid places.
St. Paul might win.
Yeah.
No one ever talks about St. Paul,
no.
Minnesota.
Minneapolis, and that's
it's always Minneapolis.
Well, it's a little bit like Fort Worth, where it's like Fort Worth to Dallas is St. Paul to Minneapolis.
What even happens in St. Paul, Minnesota?
It's just kind of on the side there.
I think you're just jealous that you're not in Minneapolis.
At least Fort Worth, maybe it's a cheaper place to live than Minneapolis.
I don't know.
But at least in Fort Worth, you have TCU.
Well,
is there a university in St. Paul?
I don't know. Well, you could say the same thing like St. Petersburg in Tampa.
It's separated
by a bridge.
That's
and let
true.
Me tell you, it's the same sort of thing.
But I kind of got the sense in my head, or I just came to the conclusion that everything in Florida is talked about all the time. So, and it kind of is. I mean, we talk about Florida all the time. Yeah. So I feel like St. Peter's. I mean, I'll put it on the initial list here.
Okay.
I'm gonna put it down. I'm workshopping.
These are the kind of things we're kicking it around
that occupy my time. Am I a loser? Don't answer that.
Shh.
So we had NBA play-in last night.
You're a loser.
Yes, and one of them was actually really good.
Well, the other one was not.
The other one was not. The most entertaining thing about the other one was Trae Young deciding to be a bitch and getting teed up.
Well, that's why I said winners win and losers lose.
Yeah.
You know, Steph Curry, dude.
Yeah.
I'm sure Buck bet on it.
I didn't bet on them to cover the number, which they did not.
Oh, they didn't?
But I had...
they won by six, right?
I thought it was going to be... Yeah, the spread was 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he came through big time.
And it was a lot closer than 6 points. I mean, that thing was...
Yeah.
And
they were up 20.
That was a white knuckler at the end. And you see the last 2-minute report, there were 4 missed calls. I mean, it was... the NBA was like, whoops.
Has anybody ever explained why the NBA has such wild scoring swings? Do we know why that? Because that feels like a new phenomenon. You know, a team could be up 23 points.
And not out of it.
And, dude, you flip it off you turn it off and turn it back on, and they're up. They're down six.
I think the analytics of it is simply that because both teams shoot so many threes that, I mean, you can be down by 20, and in four possessions.
That's true.
If you go cold, and Golden State is one of these teams that when they're up, it's not like Golden State will attempt to get easy baskets.
You can get a hot streak of threes, you can get back in a game quickly.
Yeah, all of a sudden you hit three or four threes, and the other team gets a turnover and misses a couple of their own, and next thing you know, the 20-point lead is down to six, and now you got a little pucker factor. So I think it's just the nature of the game and the analytics side of things. Where both sides just jack so many up that you get the wild swings. Where I think before, it was a lot harder. People ate clock, they would go down, you get easy buckets. It felt like every team had one guy that when you needed one, you could slow the game down, throw him into the post, work some clock, and kind of and get it that way. And it doesn't feel that way anymore. Yeah, teams out there shooting 63s. There's going to be some volatility.
Well, winners win, losers lose. Steph Curry wins, comes up big, and they're, you know, Houston's probably like, oh no.
Yeah. I don't want to see, for Houston having the best season they've had in you know, since, you know, Harden was there.
It's a tough reward.
That is a tough ass thing where you're the second best team in the Western Conference, and your reward, by the way, is not only Golden State, but Golden State with effing playoff Jimmy, because there he is again. Like, we'll talk about Steph, and as well we should. What did Jimmy have? 37?
36, I think. 36, 37? Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
don't mind me. Oh, I'm just Steph Curry, and oh, I've got this other guy with me too.
And that's gonna be the fun thing about this playoff run for them now that they're going to be in seven-game series, is they don't have a lot of depth behind those two guys. Like, there is not a lot there. So you're going to see them have to go hero mode all the time, and I don't think they have what it takes to get all the way to the end of this race, but it's going to be fun to watch them try.
Well, remember, too, like Dallas last year, I know they didn't get over the hump.
But no, that type of thing where you ride a couple superstars and say, let's go.
Dallas went hero ball, and occasionally it works.
Yeah.
You know, Dirk won a title going hero ball. I mean, he had Jason Terry with him, but, I mean, that was essentially hero. It can happen. Jimmy, again, didn't get over the hump, but Jimmy ran hero ball to the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
Did you know they made history last night?
Who made history?
Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry.
Oh, combined, what are they?
Yeah. They are the first teammate duo to combine for 75 or more points, 25 or more free throws made, 15 or more rebounds, 10 or more assists, 5 or more threes made, and 4 or more steals in any NBA game ever. Playoffs or regular season, has never happened until last night.
Yeah, Steph had 37, Jimmy, by the way, 38. And by the way, efficiently, Jimmy was 12 of 18 from the free throw line. Steph was 13 of 13 and 9 of 22 from the field and 12 of 20. It wasn't like... Yeah, it wasn't like they're taking 35 shots.
No, they weren't out there just jacking them up.
No.
And then losers lose, and Trae Young was a loser.
Yeah. That whiny bitch.
Seriously? He melted down.
Someone I saw this last night on Twitter. Someone goes, "Who is the NFL equivalent of Trae Young?" And immediately someone went, "Kyler Murray," and I was like,
"Oh wow,
that's good." Both Oklahoma guys,
uber talented, right? And good numbers. And yet you don't want anything to do with either one of them. I was like, dude, that is brilliant. And it just last night, dude, you're getting blown out. So you decide that you're going to fire the ball at the ref, get teed up. And then as you're walking away at the end, you kick the ball away. And you just, he's such a douche. He is such an unlikable nitwit.
Okay. I love that question, by the way. I love that question. And so I Googled that, NBA players and their NFL equivalents.
Yeah.
And of course, AI has spit out a list. And now I have to go over it.
Well, now we know our next segment. Well,
I think we do.
I don't remember who it was, but someone threw that question out, and immediately someone responded with Kyler Murray, and everyone was like, done.
I don't even, yeah.
Winner.
We don't even need to think about that.
Over.
Yeah, there's not a better answer.
No.
And I haven't thought of any other answers. But that's it. It's not being topped.
I'm going to try to come up with a better one.
Think about it. Again, I didn't even put two and two together. Again, both Oklahoma guys. It's just, it's perfect.
Both little guys?
Yeah. Sometimes the universe just opens itself up to you, and it's like, here you go.
All right, well, I guess we're going to have to get to that now. And then, I don't know, playing tonight, what do we got, Dallas and Sacramento or some crap?
Yeah, that's right.
That is the Gold Jacket, Green Jacket, who gives a...
What an exciting time.
Heat, Bulls, Mavericks, Kings?
Wow. Heat, Bulls is at least, it's like a pick 'em, so at least supposed to be a good game.
Who we on, Buck?
The home teams in the playoff, or in the playoff plan, it's only been in a 4-year small sample size, but home teams absolutely dominate, so we roll with the Bulls. Mm.
Yeah, 1.5.
I got the Heat.
All right.
I like my guy.
You like your guy who?
You're a hero head?
What's his name? Spolstra. I like him.
I promise you one thing. I will not watch 1 second.
I won't either.
Of either one of these games.
It sounds like Spolstra is on his way out of town in Miami, and I heard rumblings that taking over for Pop in San Antonio may be the next move.
Really,
dude. Here's
wherever he goes, that is a coup for them.
I'm just setting up the conspiracy theory right now. De'Aaron Fox forces his way out of Sacramento, ends up in San Antonio. Wemby gets the blood clot, sits out. San Antonio sucks.
You know what's coming.
Pop for the, I thought.
Yeah, flags!
They're getting flag. And then I thought like Pop would like magically pop up and be like, fake stroke, I'm fine. No, Pop retires, goes to the GM role or whatever.
Passes the torch.
And here comes Spolstra walking in, and you got Fox, Coop, and Wemby.
You don't even need Fox.
Here it comes. He's still pretty good.
Yeah, it would take him. But
yeah, like, God. Just telling you right now.
It's like Robinson Duncan all over again.
Hey, don't worry about it, though, because in Portland.
And isn't there other rookie of the year candidate, Stephon Castle?
Yeah.
I mean, he's awesome, too. So.
Yeah, but don't worry. Here in Portland, we don't need to take swings. We got guys.
That's right.
We got our guys.
Spurs a 6% chance of landing Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, watch him get it.
Book it.
Wow.
Telling you right now.
Spo really leaving Miami? Or Spo.
It sounds like things aren't great down there.
No, that thing imploded.
I wonder why.
Well, it was once Dame, and then it just...
Well, and the Jimmy stuff really grinded everybody down. Yeah, it's you know, the
Pat Riley can be tough to work for.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, guys. There is hot NBA talk.
Sports.
How about NBA talk on the Fan?
Look at us.
Look at us. Trae Young, he's a little bitch.
That's that Paul Rudd meme.
Steph Curry is
amazing. Who'd have thought we'd be here right now?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us. Who'd have thought? Not me. The single dumbest beef going in sports we shall discuss next, and my list of AI-generated NBA NFL comps. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Now, some of these are stupid.
All right.
So, in classic AI fashion, it's okay, the answer, but it's not
always the most
AI's not quite,
yeah, be careful sometimes yet. Believing everything that AI spits out.
So it's got things like LeBron James compared to Tom Brady.
Makes sense.
Russell Westbrook, Cam Newton. So this is a little dated.
I'm not gonna lie, that one's not bad.
You eccentric, like that? Obstinate. Yes. Yeah, that makes sense.
Extremely talented, had some success, MVP,
physical freak,
but you don't really want to build your team around him.
That's a good one.
That may be my favorite one. I mean, that's Trae Young, Kyler Murray good right there.
Kevin Love, Greg Olsen.
Okay, I could see
been
that.
Been around forever, reliable, solid.
Yeah, yeah, they use that term, reliable, yeah, here.
Like it.
Kevin Durant, AJ Green.
Huh.
Dominant offensive players known for their scoring ability and ability to make tough shots.
Yeah. AJ Green was never...
He's not Durant.
You need somebody more online from
Kevin
the NFL.
Kevin Durant is one of the 10 best basketball players to ever play. AJ Green is not. And Kevin Durant nuked his own... Like, he was so likable and then just blew his spot up. I don't know. I'm going to have to...
I don't like that one either.
I have to... That's more like...
Is that more like Odell Beckham or something like that?
Nah, he wasn't... That's like,
I mean, more, I know he didn't reach that height,
I think,
but...
I like T.O.
Ooh, that's not bad.
I think I like T.O. or... It's not to this level, but like...
In his pre-social media, that's pretty good. T.O. was very sensey about some stuff, and yeah, he was phenomenally
talented.
That is talented.
True.
Terrell Owens was, like, he was just a sensitive guy, and then he kind of embraced the, I don't care what you think. And T.O. is an all-timer.
Yeah.
Like, he does not 100%. Get the credit he deserves for being as good as he was.
They have Kawhi Leonard and Patrick Peterson as comps.
Huh.
I don't really see that.
I think
we need an oft-injured NFL star. Maybe Christian McCaffrey?
Yeah, it's got to be someone that, again, is just kind of quiet, aloof, and when they're healthy, they're as good as anyone in the game, but they're never healthy. Yeah, the McCaffrey one's not bad.
Chris Paul, Tony Romo, high IQ players known for leadership, playmaking abilities.
Yeah. They're doing more just on-field stuff.
Steph Curry, Russell Wilson.
Oh, God,
that's
no.
an insult
that's
to
an
my boy.
That's an insult to Steph Curry.
What about... Curry Mahomes. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That's way better.
I think Mahomes.
That's way better.
Mahomes has even talked about like trying to do some of the improvisational stuff that Steph does.
Steph,
I mean, their games have a little more reflection.
I'm sorry, but like just bringing up Mr. Unlimited in the same breath as Steph Curry, get out of here.
Mr. Unlimited.
What about
Broncos
this one?
Orange, let's ride.
Draymond Green, Richard Sherman.
That's good.
That's excellent.
That's excellent. Great.
That is excellent.
Yep.
100%. See, some of these are spot on, and some of them are big reaches.
Who is the Jokic of the NFL?
The best player that just looks ordinary.
Probably just a pass rusher who's a freak, right? Don't you think?
Yeah, you'd have to have someone, though, that just doesn't...
But that kind of looks like the everyman.
That looks Warren like, Sapp.
That built looks that like... Yeah, it's, Jokic is way better. But yeah, it's someone like that that just you wouldn't think of. Is when you look at Jokic, he looks doughy, but he's the best player in the world. But I gotta... Because I hate to do this, but most of the time the NFL guys look the part. It's hard to be dominant in the NFL and not, like, you think of all the guys that are outside of quarterbacks, they all are just, they're just freaks.
I mean, he's not playing anymore, but could you have said like a Jason Kelce? Like, I mean, he's got...
Jokic is so much better than that.
Oh, I know he is. I'm just trying to think of like outstanding but average body type.
Hurts? Yeah. Jalen Hurts?
Hurts is a freak too. He's a freak. Like, honestly, the best comp to it is probably Brady. Because, I mean...
Someone unsuspecting.
Brady's unsuspecting because he's not in...
Rodgers?
He's not... Yeah, I could see that. I could see Rodgers.
There you go.
Rodgers. Yeah. Doesn't necessarily look like a physical specimen, but a way better athlete than you think. That's a good one. That's the Rodgers is a good one.
What about Luka? Who is the Luka of the NFL?
Again, we got to go back to...
AI says Lamar Jackson.
What? The physical freak of physical freaks? Lamar Jackson and Michael Vick might be the two best athletes I've ever seen with my own two eyes.
Who's the Lamar of the NBA?
Again, you are just... Who is the most athletic? That's like Anthony Edwards type stuff.
That's a good call.
I mean, someone that just...
Yep.
You just look at the stuff they can do and you're... To be amongst the greatest athletes in the world and stand out, that is truly rarefied air. And Lamar Jackson is that way. And it's someone like Ant Edwards.
A lot of people texting in about Jokic. Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, that's good.
That's great.
That's really good.
That's the good one.
Great comp.
Yeah, Ben's a fat butt and just kind of, you know.
Got it done, though.
And doesn't really seem to take the game that seriously. You know, hangs out, parties. You know, that's... Yeah, like it's not the NFL, but that's like an Alex Ovechkin sort of thing. You know, like, the guy breaks an all-time record with a dad bod. And
ooh, who's
care.
The Ovechkin of the NBA?
that's Jokic.
Who's the Ovechkin of the NFL?
Yeah,
answer that one.
Like, yeah, there's just not many guys in the NFL that are like that. It's really hard to be.
It's kind of Mahomesy.
Yeah, Mahomes because he's dope.
He's just great.
That's the only, besides kickers and punters, the only position that you can get away with being not in great shape is quarterback. Because like you could say about linemen and D linemen because they're obviously there's some fat there. Dude, go stand next to an NFL offensive lineman or one of those defensive tackles and tell me if that guy. Go stand next to Vince Wilfork sometime and tell me if he was in shape. Dude, that dude is like moving a human fire hydrant. They may be a little heavy around the waist, but those dudes are dancing bears.
Here's the hardest one. Who is the NFL equivalent of Victor Wembanyama?
Gosh. Just
the most insane physical freak that's out there, probably. So who is that?
But he's just like an alien.
Could it be Jaden Daniels?
I'm trying to think of who is just strange. Like the body type just doesn't seem to work. I don't know if there is. I mean,
his dimensions are just so.
Is he's the guy that just
wild.
Breaks the mold? I mean, he's just such a unique. I'm trying to think of the last time someone came into the NFL. You know what? I'll go with this. It's going to be a stretch, but you shouldn't be this size and be able to do the things you do. It's Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry is like a folk hero.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be 6'4", 260 pounds, and be able to run away from people. Like, it's just an outlier. That doesn't exist. That player, Derrick Henry, is a one-of-one, and Wemby is a one-of-one.
Someone else says not in the league anymore, but Calvin Johnson, Megatron.
Yes, something like that. 6'6", 235.
Freakish.
Freakish, long-ass arms. There's just dudes that are you know, who just retired. Tyron Smith retired for the Dallas Cowboys. I don't know how many people, again, follow O-line play. Just go Google Tyron Smith without his shirt on. If you ever want to see...
Is he fat?
No.
Oh, different?
No. Tyrone
the Oppo.
Smith. Yeah, the offensive tackle. Played at USC. Might be the most athletic offensive lineman I've ever seen. And
oh, damn.
Yeah, like that's 315 pounds. And he's got like...
That's Tyrone Smith?
That's Tyrone Smith. And he's got like abs.
Jesus, he looks like a defensive end.
Yes. And then look at his hands. I guess he has some of the biggest hands to ever play. Like, that might be a Wemby guy. Someone like that. Like, he just, that guy shouldn't be walking around.
Someone says Wemby and Randy Johnson of baseball.
Oh, yeah. Again, 6'10". Again, those guys, they just don't, you shouldn't be those dimensions and be able to do what you do.
I love it. I love it. I like that segment.
Yeah. Good little seggy.
Good little seggy. Thanks, listener.
The NFL is where the freaks live. I mean, the NBA has the best athletes,
yeah,
I think, in the world. But if you want to see the freaks of nature, they roam the NFL world because you have to be that way in order to play. It's one of the, when you go through the combine, it's why we all have certain measurables. Like, you may be a good player, but if you can't do XYZ, if you can't meet the basic metrics, it's like the savannah in Africa. Like, there's just nothing but lions out there. So you either better be a lion or you better be a gazelle, but you have to have some certain skill set in order to live in that world. And there's just not many guys that can get away with it that aren't just physically aliens.
A very dumb beef. Next on the Fan.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Yeah. The home of Dirt and Spray.
I'm Dirt.
You're already deficient offensive. Why would you not bring Anfernee Simons back? You need a shot creator, do you not?
You probably do.
And so if you're leaning defense, I'm gearing myself up mentally for the extension.
And they're not going to trade him. He's not going to get traded.
Because if you're leaning defense and length and all that, you're still needing some offense.
Sure you are.
Who provides offense
especially
for him?
When you're going to be a top four seed in the West next year. Who's
Dirt and Spray. Dirt and Spray. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. on 1080 The Fan.
This is Rick Jones of Goldberg Jones. As a family law attorney, I know firsthand the challenges and obstacles that men face in divorce and custody matters. Our firm is committed to protecting husbands and fathers. Time is critical in family law cases. Call 1-800-DIVORCE and take control of your situation.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
You could think you found your dream home online. The kitchen island looks perfect for your inner chef. The backyard, a paradise for your green thumb. And that extra room, hello walk-in closet. But here's the twist. The lot next door just got rezoned for years of construction. And this sound, yeah, you're going to be hearing a lot of that. Don't let your dream home turn into a nightmare. Work with the expertise and ethical training of a realtor, here to guide and help protect you from the surprises you didn't see coming. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors, right by you.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
When it's more than just your lawn, it deserves the Kubota Z400. Get a head-turning offer on class-leading speed, agility, simple deck height adjustments, and a quality cut. When you need comfort and performance, then you need the professional-grade Kubota Z400. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0.99% APR for up to 36 months. Now through June 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit Rick Real Farm Supply, Mullen Machinery in Gresham, or Dan's Tractor in Battleground.
Experience playoff hockey tonight at Veterans Memorial Coliseum. Cheer on the Portland Winterhawks. They host the Everett Silvertips in the second round of the WHL playoffs. The puck drops tonight at 7 p.m. Get your tickets now at winterhawks.com.
A smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Good morning, doctor.
Doctor?
Hi, doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Well, we've got dumb beef alert, but it's right up our alley.
I love a good dumb beef. He's pissed now.
Well, Clay Travis.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Has sparked this with Ryan Day and his wife.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
is did this you see this?
Is this over the dye job stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it would be one thing to say Ryan Day dyes his beard.
Yeah.
Which I believe you have said on this program.
Yeah.
But you're no Clay Travis.
No. Ryan Day is going down this weird road. I'm telling you, he's getting fat. He dyes his beard like jet black and his hair. He's turning into Steven Seagal. Look at fat, bloated Steven Seagal and tell me if Ryan Day isn't on a dangerous trajectory.
Well, I mean, to me, it's pretty clear Ryan Day dyes his beard.
Yes.
It's just jet black. Okay.
How old is Ryan Day?
I don't know, 41 maybe?
41, and that no 41-year-old
well,
has...
Well, I don't know. I was guessing.
That's a
let me
beard.
Get. Let me see what he's...
That's a beard that gray. He's 46. He's my age.
45. Oh, 46.
46. Yeah. He just turned 46. Just,
okay.
And by the way, in some photos, you can see like little touches of gray, like especially in the chin, and then in others, jet black. Come on, Ryan.
Yeah, that... I'm sorry. I agree with... You and Clay.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, two people I hate to agree with, but you agree on this. But here's the thing. Here's why Clay Travis is Clay Travis and you are Big Souk.
Yeah.
He took it way further.
Oh, boy.
And he said, the whole purpose of having a beard is to embrace your rugged masculinity. And if you're dyeing your beard, you are defeating that whole purpose. Oh. I think this is why people didn't trust Ryan Day. I think Ryan Day's approval rating would go up 1,000,000,000%. Congratulations on the national title. If you really want to be beloved, don't dye your beard.
Okay.
So he turned it into a whole hot sports take.
First off,
on whatever show he does.
Yeah, well, I think he does.
Or it might have just been social media.
I don't know, the Nazi Power Hour, wherever the hell that guy is.
Hey, the Nazi Power Hour. Where do I find that?
Wherever Clay Travis is found. But it's insane. First Nazi off, Trump. That's such a...
Do not clip that, you son of a bitch. Leave it alone.
That is such a dumb... People don't trust you because you dye your beard, and somehow Clay Travis is now the archetype of rugged masculinity. Are you kidding me? Clay Travis might be the most unmasculine man on the planet, and yet he's commenting on someone's masculinity. So let me just say, Clay Travis, you're a moron.
Well, he succeeded again at making himself part of the conversation.
But oh, at yeah. the same
That's
time,
what he wants, man.
Look,
he's great at it.
This is what bothers me the most is like we've talked about this. There is Ryan Day. Look, in this, Ryan Day has a gray beard. I mean, it's gray.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So this is where this is why I say we're dumber than
Where'd
ever.
Where'd you get that photo?
I just Googled it. It's just, he's got a gray beard. And then like 6 months later,
Google
his
me,
beard
bitch.
Is jet black.
Oh, so, okay. So there's one photo with him. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, oh my God, it's fully gray.
So this is
well,
my
not
thing.
Fully,
we've crossed over the nexus of the universe of stupidity. If there is a photo of you with a gray beard, or people do this with the hairline too. People don't want to admit that they have the hair restoration stuff. If there is a photo of you with a gray beard, and then 6 months later or a year later, your beard is jet black, and then you're like, well, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't dye my beard. Look here. No, I don't know what you're talking about. That's not true. Dude, your hairline was north of the equator, and now, no, what are you talking about? This has been on my hair forever. Just... Whether you think it makes you insecure or not, just admit that you don't like gray. Why is this?
Well, we can all tell. You don't have to. Well, I just think when Clay Travis says something, you shouldn't address it like that.
Yes,
come
you're,
on,
you're
dude.
Giving
it's
him what
Clay
you're
Travis.
Giving him what he wants.
Yes, he wants life from this because he needs it.
Well,
here's the best part of the story. Ryan Day's wife responded to Clay Travis.
God,
on social media.
What did she say? Is she denying it too?
She clipped she quote tweeted the clip that his headline on the clip, and it's him talking into a microphone. I don't know. He has some show. I don't know. The Nazi Power Hour. So on there it says, you can't trust men who dye their beards. Huge red flag. And then it's his commentary. Okay. She quote tweets that Christina Day, and she says, I've known Ryan my entire life, and he has never once dyed his beard.
God.
Move on to the next narrative.
We know you dye your beard. There's photos. Are you the one guy that goes gray and then through sheer will and tyranny, you ungray your beard? Oh my God. I also love that Clay, it blows me away that Clay Travis is the purpose of a beard is rugged masculinity. Really? That's the purpose of it? Rob, are you trying to embrace your rugged masculinity?
Yeah. Look at my beard and my hat on backwards. I ooze tea.
Clay Travis, by the way, has the 5 o'clock beard. So is that his rugged masculinity? All 160 pounds of himself?
Yeah, he's like a homeless man's Don Draper wants to be.
Yes, but the rugged masculinity. Because when I think of masculine men, I think of Clay Travis. I love it when people tell people how to be a real man. They're rugged. But at the same time, Ryan Day, give it up. We know you dye your beard. It's like LeBron saying that he doesn't do hair plugs. When Michael Jackson used to claim that he didn't do plastic surgery.
Right. I mean, why do these people do
this? I don't know. Ladies, like,
humans are so funny.
If you're flat and then all of a sudden you come out with giant up tops, look, we know what happened. It's just, it is what it is.
We can see.
Yeah.
We have eyes.
But isn't that the whole point? Like, when you do something like that, you're doing it because you think it makes you look better.
And we like what we see.
And then why don't you just come out and be like, yeah, I don't like the way that the gray makes me feel old. I mean, so what?
Loser. You're not a man.
You don't have rugged masculinity. You don't embrace it. Because Clay Travis says no. By the way, that is the dumbest beef. And that Ryan Day's wife is...
Yeah.
You're just... And that's the other part is when you get caught in these lies that people just keep digging the hole. The lie doesn't change. But we've... you know who's responsible for it, but this is what he does. He lies, he gets caught in a lie, and then he just keeps lying about it. And if you never admit that you're lying, eventually people start to believe you. It's the Liberty Valance thing. You just keep telling the lie.
Well, maybe he has never dyed his beard. Maybe somebody does it for him, and so she's technically correct.
The semantics, right?
Yeah. Maybe his barber does it.
But it's just so silly.
All right. Coming up next, more transfer portal and NIL drama. You know, there is a Power Four program in basketball that has lost all 14 of its players.
Ooh. Didn't that happen to Arkansas when Calipari took over?
I don't know if it was all of them.
I know
it was a lot.
That was the famous quote. He goes, I had to go meet with the team. Wait, I don't have a team.
Yeah, this coach does not have a team.
Well, you got to
And
find
it one. Involves BYU, by the way.
Oh.
You.
Oh, yeah, dude. We're in the... I don't know what you if you've been paying attention lately, but the Mormons got money. And now they're going to spend.
They're using it, finally.
They're using it. Getting some of that tithing money out there. Let's go. Spread it around.
So we'll get to that. Also, we have a new home for Nico. He has chosen a former Pac-12 school.
Maybe.
Oh. We think.
Wait, what? I thought that was done.
It got walked. It was a report, and it got walked back a little bit that it's high interest, but he has a do not contact
Nothing
on his
Nothing with
portal.
That stupid family, and believe me, that family is stupid, is ever really done.
Okay. So we'll get to that. All of that next on The Fan.
Hey, the Nazi power hour. Where do I find that?
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.